the Lebanese political party and militant group Hezbollah has put on its biggest public show of military force in at least a decade at a base in South Lebanon close to the border with Israel. NPR's Ruth Sherlock was among the journalists invited to see the exercises, and a warning, there's lots of gunfire.
Usually, Hezbollah gives journalists very little access to its military positions, fighters, or weaponry. So imagine our surprise when we and the rest of Lebanon's press corps were invited to a Hezbollah camp in a sensitive position near the border. We were even more surprised by what came next. Serenaded by a brass band, we were escorted to a viewing platform by a parade ground. And then, for a deafening hour and a half, Hezbollah fighters unloaded their weapons around us in simulated attacks on fake Israeli positions.
Live ammunition being used, artillery.
Sniper fire hit targets well over 100 meters away. Muscle-bound fighters showed off their hand-to-hand combat skills and karate chopped stacks of terracotta tiles with bare hands. Fighters leapt through a ring of flames. Rockets smashed into a nearby hillside where the group had laid out Israeli flags to represent a settlement. They also fired weapons from drones. So, why do this now? It is a sensitive time with Israel. Last month, after Israeli police raided the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, more rockets were fired into Israel from Lebanon than at any time since the end of the 2006 war. But Nick Blanford, a Hezbollah expert affiliated with the Atlantic Council, says this may actually be more a message to Hezbollah's Iranian financiers and to Lebanese.
A kind of signalling to the support base that we're still here, we're still strong.
For all the theatrics, the messaging by Hezbollah officials at the event was clear. This was about deterrence and not a call for war with Israel. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Southern Lebanon.
Doctors have some advice for people who think they may have a sexually transmitted infection. On any given day, it's estimated that one in five Americans has an STI. NPR's Will Stone reports on what to do.